Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
With a fresh month of Midwest League Baseball just around the corner, the Quad Cities River Bandits wrap up the month of May with a Friday night matchup against the High A affiliate of the Chicago Cubs, the South Bend Cubs. Hi everybody, Kyle Kirchville joining you on Bally Live, MILB TV, and of course at riverbandits.com. Wherever and however you're tuned in tonight, we're so glad you're here for Game 4 of this six-game series and for Quad Cities Game 49 of the 2024 campaign. Well, the Bandits are probably more than happy to be turning their calendar tomorrow in the month of May. Quad Cities has really struggled. They are just 6-20, with three of those 20 losses being handed them by the South Bend Cubs to start this week. Quad Cities got a victory in the ballgame on Tuesday, a 10-5 win for their only victory this week. South Bend beat them up 15-0 on Wednesday, and yesterday, Quad Cities rallied for a 3-run seventh inning, but their comeback ultimately came up short as South Bend beat them for the second straight night yesterday by a final of 6-4. It was the Cubs that got out to an early lead, courtesy of Jefferson Rojas. He drove in Brett Bateman with a sac fly in the first. That would be the only run given up for Quad City starter Steven Zoback through his first four innings. Carter Jensen would tie the game at one in the bottom of the fourth with a solo shot, his third in as many series and his fifth of the season. So we went into the fifth with the game tied up at one, and it was in that fifth inning where South Bend would explode for a five-run frame against Steven Zoback and knocking Quad City starter out of the game. Zoback gave up six runs in five innings on nine hits, two walks, and two strikeouts. The Bandits' bullpen kept South Bend off the scoreboard throughout the second half of the ballgame. Chase Wallace and Brandon Johnson combined for four scoreless, allowing just one hit with three strikeouts. As I mentioned, in the seventh, Quad Cities cut into the deficit. They brought seven men to the plate and sparked a rally against Chase Watkins. Horner led off that inning with a triple. Jared Dickey drove him home with an RBI single, and then Dustin Dickerson roped a baseball to right center field for a RBI double that came after a nine-pitch at-bat. It would knock Watkins out of the game. The next two hitters, Omar Hernandez and Davis Nadal, would both be retired by Carlo Reyes. But then Jack Pineda struck for an RBI double of his own and brought Quad Cities to within two. The Bandits would put the tying runs on base and the go-ahead run at the plate in the eighth inning, but failed to score. And in the ninth against Giovanni Cabrera, Quad Cities brought the tying run to the plate. But again, they were unable to come through, and South Bend held on for a 6-4 victory. With the loss, Quad Cities is now a season worst, four games under 500. They are 22-26 overall, but still in third place in the Midwest League West Division. However, the distance between them and first place Wisconsin continues to grow. The Bandits are nine games back of the first place Timber Rattlers, while the South Bend Cubs come in right behind the Bandits in fifth place, 11 games back of first place Wisconsin. Quad City's looking to turn things around on a Friday night matchup. It's also Mental Health Awareness Night here at Modern Woodman Park. And part of this night includes a jersey auction. You can head over to milbauctions.com or go to riverbandits.com and click on the graphic on the front page. And you've got a chance to bid on some of the specialty jerseys that Quad Cities is wearing tonight. And proceeds from that auction will go to the Vera French Foundation here in the Quad Cities to help support the mental health of the community by inspiring compassionate awareness and generous giving. Again, just go to milbauctions.com or go to riverbandits.com and click on the graphic on the homepage. That will send you to the right website where you can bid on these jerseys you'll be seeing tonight. If you're a River Bandits fan of many years, you may recognize them. They're the threads that Quad Cities used to wear in some of their earliest years as the River Bandits in the mid to late 90s. Some awesome throwback threads and definitely worth checking out at milbauctions.com. Grab some cool threads, support the River Bandits, and of course, support a tremendous cause and raising mental health awareness in the Quad Cities. Let's go ahead and jump into the starting lineups for game four of this six-game set. Quad Cities and South Bend set to get going in about 5 minutes here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Let's begin with the lineup for the South Bend Cubs. Again, the high A affiliate of the National League Chicago squad. They are managed by Nick Lovello, who is in his first year managing South Bend. Leading off, it is the center fielder Brett Bateman. Ravage Garcia will bat second and play second. And batting third, it's the shortstop, Jefferson Rojas. Felix Stevens is in the cleanup spot. He'll play right field. Johnny Long bats fifth and does the DH duties. And batting sixth, it's the left fielder, Rafael Morel. Brian Kalmer will bat seventh and play first. Ethan Hearn is back behind the plate, hitting eighth. And batting ninth, the third baseman, Ed Howard. On the bump for South Bend, it's the 21-year-old lefty from Richard Heights, Missouri, Drew Gray, who makes his ninth appearance and his ninth start of the season. He made an appearance against Quad Cities on opening night here in Davenport on April 5th. He got the opening day start and threw three scoreless innings with a season-high six strikeouts. It's been nothing but good stuff for him since then. His ERA on the year, 3.20, and he's got 32 strikeouts in 25 and a third innings. Really, the only problem for him throughout the year consistently has been the walk. He has given up one, at least one, in all eight of his previous starts, and he's had multiple three-plus walk outings. He's issued 25 free passes in 25 and a third innings this year, so he'll look to tone that down a bit on this Friday night in Davenport. Now the starting lineup for the Quad Cities River Bandits, the high A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. They're managed by Brooks Conrad, who's in his third year at the helm of the Royals high A affiliate. Leading off for Quad Cities, it is Carson Rockefort, the center fielder, as Jack Pineda gets the night off. Carter Jensen bats second and does the catching. And batting third, the first baseman, Brett Squires. Cale Emschaff is the designated hitter, batting cleanup. Jared Dickey hits fifth and is over in right field. And batting sixth, the third baseman is Trevor Werner. Dustin Dickerson will be at short, batting seventh. Spencer Nivens is over in left field, batting eighth. And batting ninth, the second baseman, Justin Johnson. On the mound for the River Bandits, it's the Kansas City Royals' number 4 overall prospect and their top left-handed pitching prospect in the young lefty Frank Mazzucato. Maz this year 2-3 with a 2.73 ERA. He's got 29 strikeouts in 33 innings, but much like Drew Gray, he has struggled with the walk this year, having issued 23 in 33 innings. Last week, he took the loss against the Dayton Dragons, but pitched pretty well, gave up just 2 runs in 5 innings, but for the second straight start, he gave up 5 walks. So both starters looking to be a little more efficient and effective in this battle tonight. Quad City's looking to snap a small 2-game losing streak and even up this series at 2 wins apiece, while the South Bend Cubs are looking to guarantee themselves a split of what's a 6-game road trip for them. Quad City's taking the field here in downtown Davenport. Drew Gray, the Cubs starter, finishing his warm-up tosses over in the first base bullpen. We're going to pause for the national anthem and officially close down the pregame show. But when we come back, we'll get started with a Friday night edition of Midwest League Baseball here on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Performing tonight's anthem, please welcome Holly Lawrence.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the
River Bandits Baseball is back on the air tonight for a Friday night edition at Modern Woodman Park and game 4 of this 6-game set against the High A affiliate of the Chicago Cubs. Quad Cities looking to get things back on track. They won the series opener on Tuesday, but have dropped their last 2. Frank Mazzucato looking to turn things around on the hill himself. Frank making his 8th appearance and 8th start of the season. He comes into today as the number 4 prospect in the Kansas City Royals organization per MLB Pipeline. It's the second start of the season for Mazzucato against the South Bend Cubs. He was phenomenal against them in his final April start on April 26th. Took a no decision, but he threw 5 scoreless innings, worked around just 3 base runners, and struck out 5. He'll face Brett Bateman, Ravage Garcia, and Jefferson Rojas atop the Cubs order. First pitch temperature tonight will clock in at 77 degrees with cloudy skies and the wind currently blowing in from right field. South Bend in the road grays with the blue caps once again, while Quad Cities here on Mental Health Awareness Night wearing some specialty throwback style threads reminiscent of what you might have seen the River Bandits wear in the mid to late 90s here in downtown Davenport. Mazzucato works out of the wind. He's ready to go. Brett Bateman is in the box. First pitch of the ball game. Bateman tries to bunt it down the first baseline, but it's foul. And strike one at 6:33 Central here along the Mississippi River. Quad Cities 22-26 overall this year. Third place in the Midwest League West. 9.5 games back of first place Wisconsin. Mazzucato's 0-1. Inside, that caught Bateman on the shoulder. And it's going to be a leadoff base runner for South Bend. Second time that the Cubs' number 29 prospect has been hit this year. And for Mazzucato, that's the first man he's hit all summer. Looked like a curveball that got away. Bateman taking a little bit of extra time down the first baseline to walk it off. Like I said, I think it caught him up around the shoulders, maybe the lower neck area. He has stepped on the base and will get his lead with Ravage Garcia at the plate. Nobody out. Mazzucato moves into the stretch and throws over towards Bateman, who's back standing up and without a tag. For South Bend, they're not too far behind Quad Cities in the standings. They are 20-28, 11 games back of first place Wisconsin. Mazzucato's paused at the belt. Now he fires to Garcia, and the fastball's at the knees for a called strike one. It's your four-pitch mix for Frank. Fastball, curveball, changeup, slider with the four-seamer sitting in the high 80s and touching the low 90s. The last pitch of his, a fastball at 89. 0-1. Flared off the end of the stick, foul over on the first base side. Garcia, a .276 hitter this season. He is 5 for his last 13 at the plate with a couple of games played in the series this week. Bateman, a good base stealer, held on at first by Squires. Mazzucato's 0-2. Fouled back to the screen. Got him to chase the high fastball, but Garcia got a piece. Carson Rockefort's in center field tonight for Quad Cities with Nivens flanking in left, Dickey in right field. Dickerson's the shortstop with Johnson at second base. Werner and Squires at third and first. Carter Jensen behind the plate. 0-2 again. Changeup just low. And it's a ball and two strikes on Garcia. Ravage, the switch hitter, batting with a maroon stick, the high blue socks, long blue sleeves, and white batting gloves. Another throw over to first. Bateman back standing. Brett has not attempted to steal a base in this series, but he is tied for the ninth most in the league with 14 entering today. Another two-strike pitch. Breaking ball, grounded over to third. It's bobbled by Werner. He picks it up off the dirt, throws to first, and the runner is safe. Ravage Garcia is going to beat it out. That will be an error on Werner. That's his fifth of the season. Well, Werner's been having some difficulties defensively over the last couple of weeks. Normally very sure-handed at the hot corner, but the mistake puts runners at first and second with nobody out for Jefferson Rojas. Mazzucato looks to second base. Pitch clock to 9. He fires in the dirt, blocked by Jensen. He tosses the mask aside and looks everybody back. For Quad Cities, the Aaron Werner, the team's 37th. For the vast majority of the first half, the Bandits have had the top fielding percentage in all of High A, but it's dipped over the last 2 weeks. 1-0. Punched foul over the party plaza and out of play for strike one. Rojas had two RBIs in the Cubs' two-run win yesterday. He got him on the board in the first inning with a sac fly, then plated a run with a double in the fifth. 1-1. Another foul ball over the right side of the ballpark and out of play. One ball, two strikes on Rojas. He is just 18 years old. From Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic. Mazzucato looking for his first out here in the opening frame. 1-2, grounded to the left side. That went to the left of the bag, foul, and into the Bandits bullpen. A nice Friday night crowd still making its way into the ballpark here on Mental Health Awareness Night. Wind, for the most part, has been blowing in tonight, and it's doing so from right field at the moment. Another 1-2. Wave and a miss. Got it with a breaking ball. First punch out for Frank Mazzucato, his 30th of the season. And that is the first out in the first as well. So Rojas retired. It brings up Felix Stevens, the right-handed hitting right fielder, who's been one of the best hitters in high A over the last few weeks or so. First pitch from Frankie in the dirt, ball one. Stevens has reached base successfully in 20 consecutive ball games. On the year, he's hitting 234, but during this 20-game streak, he's hitting 313 with 22 RBIs. 1-0. High and away, two balls and no strikes. He has kept up the streak and some for South Bend this week. He is 4-for-6 in this series with a homer, four RBIs, and three walks to no strikeouts. 2-0. Low and inside with a slider. And the count's 3-0 on Felix Stevens. Just getting underway here at Modern Woodman Park. Top of the first inning between Quad Cities and South Bend. Bateman stands at second. Garcia at first base. One out. The 3-0. Fastball. A called strike on the outer half. 3-1. Stevens was on his way down to first base. The 20-game on-base streak for Stevens, the longest active mark in the Midwest League, and the third longest active mark in all of High A. Mazzucato gets his sign from Jensen and now sets right above the belt. 3-1. Low and inside. That one is ball four, and it will load the bases for the Cubs. So the South Bend squad has loaded the bases in the first without help from a hit. It's been a hit batsman in error, and now a one-out walk of Stevens to bring up Johnny Long with the bases loaded and just one out. Mazzucato fires. Fastball, called strike, lower outside corner. Rafael Pineda is the home plate umpire for game four. Tatum Littleton, his partner. You can see him on the video feed behind the mound, patrolling the base paths. 0-1. In the dirt, blocked by Jensen. One ball, one strike. Of course, Carter and Frank go back a couple of years. They spent a lot of time together in single-A Columbia, going back to 2022. Got a chance to meet up mid-season last year when Mazzucato was promoted. 1-1. Fastball missed outside. 2-1. Frank made 12 starts in the Carolina League last year, 9 in the Midwest League after his mid-season call-up. He has spent all of this year with QC. 2-1. Line drive, left field, sinking on Nivens. He won't get there. It lands for a base hit. Bateman will score. Garcia follows him home. It's a two-run single for Jonathan Long. And once again, the Cubs have first-inning offense. 2-0 lead for the visitors. And for Johnny Long, RBIs number 24 and 25. Bateman had to wait a moment to make sure the ball would drop in left field. Garcia got a much better read on it from second base. He was right behind Bateman once Brett broke for the plate and they scored almost step for step. So now first and second with one out for Rafael Morel. And he'll take a curveball at the base of the zone for strike one. Cubs scored in the first inning yesterday. Scored in the first inning on Wednesday. Of course, they won both of those games. Oh, one pitch. Low and inside. Again, good block from Jensen. Runners hold. When Quad Cities scores first, they are 17-7 this year. When they score second, just 5-13. Morrell, the sixth hitter for the Cubs in the inning. He sends a 1-1 pitch to shallow right. Out goes the second baseman, Johnson. He makes the catch and jump throws it back towards second base. That is out number two. A nice snag from JJ. Johnson, a very skilled defensive second baseman. A guy who has no problems working into shallow right field. Off the bat, this one looked like it may drop in front of Jared Dickey. But Johnson got a perfect read on it and wasted no time getting over. So two outs and two men on for Brian Kalmer, and he rockets the first pitch towards the berm. It is gone over the fence for a three-run homer, and the Cubs have themselves a nickel here in the first. That is Kalmer's second hit of the season against Quad Cities. He is now 2-27 against the River Bandits, but his second knock against QC equals his first homer of 2024. Now, South Bend put up a five spot in the last inning they scored, which was in the game yesterday in the fifth. Mazzucato on the hook for five runs here in the first on just two hits. Obviously, the error contributing as well, but this has not been an ideal start, to say the least. River Bandits pitching coach Derek Lewis out on the hill along with Carter Jensen. Their conversation concludes, and now with the bases empty and two outs, it's Ethan Hearn who will go left on left against Mazzucato. First pitch. Breaking ball at the top of the zone, a called strike. Mazzucato, I mentioned the walks being an issue for him. So is the home run ball. A one pitch inside. Albeit to a slightly lesser degree. Mazzucato's first four starts of the season included no homers and just two total runs allowed. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball on the upper inside corner. It's 1-2. Hearn asks for time. But after his first start in May against Beloit, Mazzucato has allowed at least one homer in each of his last four. 1-2. Breaking ball popped foul over the screen. It gets out of play. Quad Cities ranking towards the bottom of the league in home runs allowed now. They've given up the most homers in the month of May here in the Midwest League. 1-2, chopped foul into the first base dugout. Nice snag by, I believe, Pedro Ramirez, who hauls it in. South Bend with a 5-0 lead in the top of the first. Frank Mazzucato facing his eighth batter of the frame. 1-2, up and in. Hearn leans out of the way. With Casey Opitz placed on the IL earlier this series, Ethan Hearn becomes catcher one, if you will, for South Bend. 2-2 pitch. Got him looking. Strike three, a breaking ball on the inner half. Two strikeouts in the inning for Frank Mazzucato, but two hits for the Cubs and five runs. South Bend with a nice early lead for Drew Gray. The lefty heads to the hill for the bottom of the first. 1-0 South Bend on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans, play daily games, and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
South Bend has thrived on big innings in this series, and they get one early tonight. They score five in the top of the first against Frank Mazzucato, and now they send their starting pitcher out to the hill to face the top third of Quad Cities lineup in the bottom of the first. It's three straight lefties in Rockefort, Jensen, and Squires to face the southpaw Drew Gray. Ninth start of the season for the 21-year-old lefty from Richard Heights, Missouri. He was a third-round pick out of IMG Academy back in 2021. Second start of the year against QC. First pitch to Carson Rockefort is in for a called strike. Rocco back atop the card with Jack Pineda, the new leadoff hitter, so to speak, getting the day off. A one. Check swing roller right back to Gray. On one hop, the hurler fields, flips to first, and one down on just two pitches.
Next up for your Quad Cities River Bandits catcher, number 11.
So a quick out for Gray, who, as I mentioned in the pregame show, was the opening night starter here at Modern Woodman Park when the Cubs visited the Bandits to open up the season. And he was in great control, three scoreless innings with six strikeouts. Now he gets Carter Jensen, who takes a fastball for strike one. Gray is the top left-handed pitching prospect in the Cubs system, as is Frank Mazzucato in the Royals organization. 0-1 breaking ball, down and outside, 1-1. Gray just turned 21 earlier this month. He's the second youngest pitcher on the team, behind only Angel Gonzalez. 1-1 pitch. A sharp hopper over to first base, snagged on a backhand by Culmer, and he'll take it to the bag himself. Four pitches, two outs for Drew Gray here in the bottom of the first inning. Drew features a four-pitch mix that includes a fastball, a curveball, a slider, and a changeup. His fastball ranges from 91 to 93, and his slider, that of a sweeping slider, so expect a lot of horizontal movement. Now going left on left against Brett Squires. First pitch fastball was just off the plate inside. Cubs shift heavily to right, playing Squires to pull. Brett 5 for his first 13 this week, including a four-hit game on Tuesday. 1-0, fouled off the hands and back to the screen. For Squires, the four-hit game in the opener, his first at the high A level, and the second of his young career. 1-1 on the way. Big curveball left up and in. Two balls, one strike. Squires hits 287 for Quad Cities this year. That is the second best mark on the team behind Jensen. 2-1. Check swing. Breaking ball was down and away. And it's 3-1. He didn't go. Part of that four-hit game on Tuesday was Squires' team-leading eighth home run of the year. He ranks sixth in the league in that category. 3-1, fastball inside. It's a two-out walk, and Quad City's first base runner of the ball game. So QC avoids a three-up, three-down start to the night offensively. And with the man on first, the designated hitter, Kale Emshoff, will step in. Kale, of course, still with the blue batting helmet, but he's got a nice red sleeve on his left arm to complement these throwback-style jerseys tonight. Gray's first pitch. Changeup at the base of the zone, a called strike. Third game of the week for Kale. One for his first nine. But that one hit, a homer back on Tuesday. 0-1 pitch. Curveball popped in the air, shallow center field. Second baseman Garcia waves off Rojas and makes the catch on the edge of the infield dirt. Quad City strands the two-out walk of Squires. A scoreless first inning for Drew Gray. We go to the second. 5-0 Cubs on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Been an ideal start for the South Bend Cubs. They score 5 runs in the top of the first against Frank Mazzucato, and then their starting pitcher Drew Gray faces one over the minimum in a scoreless bottom half. Frankie back to work for inning number 2. In this frame, he gets the 9-hole hitter Howard and then Bateman and Garcia. Howard, the third baseman, a right-handed batter to face the southpaw. Nick Lovello filled up his card with right-handed batters, knowing the southpaw would be on the hill. First pitch, low and inside, ball 1. Howard on the year, batting just .219 in 31 games with South Bend, but he's got hits in 4 straight contests. Here's the 1-0. Low, 2 balls and no strikes. During that 4-game hit streak, Howard is 9 for 15 with 3 doubles and 4 RBIs. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Fastball at the base of the zone, a called strike 1. Howard had his first 4-hit game since 2021 on Wednesday. Last time he did it, he was with Myrtle Beach in single A, as Howard fouls one off over the right side, 2-2. It's been just a terrific stretch for him. He was not in the lineup, though, yesterday for South Bend. 2-2. Check swing. Breaking ball in the dirt. He went around. It's strike 3. Jensen applies the tag on the loose ball. It's the third strikeout for Mazzucato. And now back-to-back going back to the first inning. So one down in the top of 2. And already the lineup card flips over for the Cubs with Brett Bateman in the box, left on left. Frankie fires from the wind. First pitch, changeup inside for ball 1. Bateman extends his on-base streak to 11 games after being plunked in the first. 1-0. Fastball high and away. Second pitch of the ball game caught him around the shoulder. Took him a second to walk it off, but he stayed in the game. Here's the pitch. Fastball in the dirt, 3-0. Bateman, top 7 in the league, hitting .313. His .443 on-base percentage is top 3. 3-0. Fastball called strike lower outside corner. And, of course, against Quad Cities, Nobody swings it better. Bateman hitting 390 against the River Bandits this year. 3-1 pitch. Called strike, top of the zone. Mazzucato battles back to work the count full. Quad Cities shifted towards right field, playing the pull. Payoff pitch. Got him swinging. Strike three around the lower outside corner. Three straight strikeouts for Mazzucato. His total up to four tonight. And he is bouncing back nicely so far here in the second inning. So one of the things he has been working on over the last year, not letting a rough at-bat or a rough inning become a slippery slope. First pitch to Ravaj Garcia, curveball left high. It's all about having that short memory, as the coach loves to tell you. The pitch. Flared over the right side towards the Party Plaza. Souvenir for some picnickers. It's 1-1. Ravaj, a switch hitter, batting right-handed. It's been a little bit better in terms of his average hitting lefty, but he has the vast majority of his RBIs against righties. This one's fouled over the right side, 1-2. He's hitting 304 against southpaws, 268 against right-handed pitching with 13 of his 14 RBIs. Mazzucato trying to strike out the side, his 1-2. Fly ball, straightaway center field. Rockefeller back a few steps. Now he evens out and makes the catch to end the inning. That's an ideal bounce-back frame for the Royals' number four prospect after giving up the five spot in the first, a 1-2-3 second. 5-0 Cubs lead. Bottom of two next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. Quad Cities ready to come back to the plate for their half of the second inning. They've got some early work to do as South Bend leads them 5-0 on this Friday night in Davenport. Kyle Kirchwell welcoming you back into tonight's broadcast. We appreciate you tuning in. Game number 49 of the season for Quad Cities, and of course their final game in the month of May. Jared Dickey, Trevor Werner, Dustin Dickerson to face Drew Gray. Cubs lefty fires home and misses up and inside. Dickey over in right field for Quad Cities, playing in his 43rd game this year. He bats an even 250 with a 793 OPS. 1-0. Fastball left low. 2-0. Jared's reached base safely in six straight ball games, including three times in his four plate appearances last night. 2-0. Right down the pipe, 2-1. Dickey had a couple of singles, including an RBI knock in the seventh. Also worked his 22nd walk of the year. 2-1. Fastball, called strike, lower outside corner. Gray evens the count at two. The Cubs starter did not have a strikeout in the first, but he worked around a two-out free pass to Brett Squires for a scoreless inning. Four in a row for him against Quad Cities this summer, at least in terms of earned runs. 2-2. Curveball down and away, full count. Gray got the start against the Bandits on opening night in April, but then on April 26th, started against QC at Four Winds Field. Gave up just one unearned run in 3 1/3. 3-2 pitch. Fastball, see you later. Strike three on the lower outside corner. A strikeout for Gray, his first of the night, and his 13th against the Bandits this year. So one away, nobody aboard for Trevor Werner. Quad City's third baseman with an 833 OPS this week. A little bit of power, a few walks. He takes inside, ball one. He's 2 for 10, but both of his hits have gone for extra bases. He has a double, a triple, and two walks to 5 strikeouts. 1-0. Outside, 2 balls, no strikes. Just like Dickey, Werner has a bit of an on-base streak brewing. He's reached safely in 5 consecutive contests, and all 4 of his hits in those 5 games have gone for extra bases. Gray's 2-0. Wave and a miss. Breaking ball towards the top of the zone. 2-1. Drew stands at 6'3", 190 pounds. Trevor Werner 6'4", 220. Here's the 2-1. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. That time the curve. And it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Werner will ask for time. 5-0 Cubs in the bottom of the 2nd inning. Gray looking for back-to-back strikeouts to start the frame. Werner back in the box. He adjusts his helmet and now hoists the bat back behind his head. The 2-2. Down and away with a fastball. Full count. Cubs have gotten some really good starts in this series, especially the last couple of nights. Gray looking for his 5th out of the evening. 3-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Got him strike 3. That time a fastball. 2 gone. On Wednesday, it was Nick Dean getting the start for the Cubs. Just his 2nd in high A. In his debut last week, he threw 5 scoreless. And against the Bandits in game 2 of the series, 5 scoreless. Last night, Sam Armstrong gave South Bend 4 solid innings, allowing just 1 run with 5 Ks. Here's Dustin Dickerson. First pitch swing and he pops it up on the right side. Calmer into foul territory, makes the catch in front of the Cubs bullpen. And that is a very good inning for Drew Gray. A couple of strikeouts and a pop-up in foul ground. That puts 2 innings in the books tonight here in Davenport. Cubs up 5-0 as we go to the 3rd on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Frank Mazzucato ready to go in the top of the third inning. He wanted just a couple of warm-up tosses, and now he's ready to go. Looks like a baseball got loose from the right field berm, so Felix Stevens or someone down there helps retrieve it. First pitch to Jefferson Rojas here in the third, in the dirt for ball one. Looks like Jefferson was taking all the way. 3-4-5 due up for the Cubs, all three right-handed hitters. Rojas takes another one, low and inside. Mazzucato gave up the big three-run homer to Brian Calmer with two outs in the first inning, 2-0. Grounded foul to the left side, in between Nick Lovello and Trevor Werner into the Bandits bullpen. After the homer, Mazzucato has retired four in a row, including three strikeouts. 2-1. Sails high. Three balls, one strike. Frank has given up two hits, one walk, one hit batsman. He deals. Called strike, top of the zone. Full count on Rojas. Jefferson, the first strikeout victim against Frank, went down swinging in the first. Payoff pitch. Tapper foul to the left side. He's hitting .272 this year with two homers and 31 driven in. He's got hits in eight straight ball games and a 13-game on-base streak. The lefties pay off. Curveball got him looking. Strike three on the outside half. Mazzucato freezes Rojas for his fifth K, and there's one down to start the third. Look at the scouting report for Mazzucato. And that curveball is one of the first things that pops up. It's very much a 12-6 pitch. It's Felix Stevens takes one of those curveballs, but this one's outside. Mazzucato added the slider to his repertoire towards the end of last year. 1-0. Another breaking ball. This one pulled down the third baseline fair towards the corner. Nivens tracks it down on the chalk, but Stevens pulls into second base with a one-out double. And he just continues to terrorize Midwest League pitching. Fourth double of the year for Stevens. And that's his first hit of the ball game. Didn't hit it all that hard, but pulled it right down the line, out of the reach of Werner, who even with a dive wouldn't have been able to have gotten to it. So man at second, one out for Jonathan Long. First pitch, high and away, ball one. Long entered this game really swinging it well against Quad Cities. And he boosted his numbers even more with a two-run single in the first to give the Cubs their first advantage of the night. 1-0, fastball at the knees. One strike, one ball. Long sitting .246 on the year. He has hits in 12 of his last 14 ball games. Single yesterday. 1-1. Ground ball right to the shortstop, Dickerson. He picks it up, throws across to first. The out's recorded, and Stevens remains put at second base. Two gone in the top of the third. Long's retired. And now Mazzucato faces Rafael Morel. Morel sent one towards shallow right field his first time up. Bandit second baseman Justin Johnson made a great play, tracking it down for the out. First pitch. Curveball called strike 0-1. Morel has been the opposite of Long in Bateman. He has struggled against Quad Cities this year. Including the pop-up in the first, he is just 2-for-22 against the Royals affiliate. 0-1. Outside, off the glove of Jensen, and back towards the backstop. Stevens is going to get up to third base without a throw. And that could very well be a pass ball on Carter. If it is, it's just Quad City's fourth of the season and his third. Certainly didn't look like a wild pitch to me, but we'll see what the official score goes with. So now a man at third with two outs for Morrell. Cubs up 5-0. Mazzucato's 1-1. Curveball. Called strike. Base of the zone. It's 1-2. Sure enough, it is a pass ball on Jensen. Mazzucato trying to pick up the second half of the battery. End the inning and perhaps grab his sixth K. 1-2. It sails high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Morrell not in the lineup yesterday. He worked 3 walks in the game on Wednesday and scored 3 runs. 2-2 on the way. Curveball, grounded weakly to the left side. Sliding stop, Warner up to his feet. He unloads a cannon to first and gets the out. That ends the frame. Trevor Warner, he's got one of the best arms in Quad Cities infield. He dispatches a Morrell. And Frank Mazzucato strands that double at third base. Cubs up 5-0. Bottom of 3 next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Five nothing deficit for Quad Cities as we open up the bottom of the third inning. It'll be Spencer Nivens to lead it off against Drew Gray. Left on left, first pitch fastball is high for ball one. Nivens, Johnson, Rockefeller do up. Drew Gray has a couple of strikeouts in 2 scoreless, hitless innings. Southpaws 1-0. Curveball outside off the glove of Hearn, 2-0. Nivens, the number 30 prospect in the Royals organization per MLB Pipeline. Not in the lineup yesterday, but we saw him on both Tuesday and Wednesday. Didn't record a hit in either game, but walked twice in the opener. Gray's 2-0. Popped up, foul over the third base side. 2 balls and 1 strike. Nivens from Columbia, Missouri. Drew Gray from Richard Heights. But Gray would eventually make his way to Florida and play his high school ball at IMG Academy. 2-1. Low and inside with the heat. 3 balls, 1 strike. If you're a follower of prospects and just honestly sports in general, you've probably heard of IMG before. Lots of big names coming out of that institution, so to speak. 3-1 on the way. Popped up on the left side again. And once more, it pushes out of play. Count now full. Some names that have come out of IMG, including Gray. Former River Bandit Joe Mauer. Of course, one of the newest members of the Hall of Fame. Joey Votto. And Gary Sheffield, just to name a few. 3-2. Fastball at the knees. A called strike 3. Third K for Gray. He's retired 5 in a row. And it brings up Justin Johnson. Bandits offense has spent more time without a hit this series than they have with a hit. looking for their first knock tonight. First pitch to JJ. Curveball just inside. Looked like a pretty good spot. Maybe it was a bit high. Johnson rounds out the order for Brooks Conrad. Number nine, batting ninth. He's at second base defensively, per usual. 1-0. Fouled over the screen. 1-1. 32nd game for the former Demon Deacon. He's batting 189. No homers. 7 driven in. He has an open stance in the right-handed box. Gray's 1-1 pitch. Rocketed towards left field. Morrell turns, looks. It's off the base of the wall. Johnson on his way to second base. The throw cut off. It's a double for Johnson. His 5th of the year. And it's also Quad City's first hit. Breaking ball left up. And Johnson nearly got it out of here. Morrell didn't get a great read on that fly ball. But even if he had gotten a slightly better one, I don't think it would have changed things. JJ hit that one quite hard. So just like that, a man in scoring position and one out for the top of the order, headed by Carson Rockefort. Gray looks back towards the runner. First pitch inside off the glove of Hearn. Johnson breaks for third, and there's no throw. Bandits catcher Carter Jensen charged with a wild pitch in the last, a pass ball in the last half inning. This one probably going to be a wild pitch on Drew Gray. It'll be his 4th of the year. Now Rocco just trying to put something in play. 1-0. Wave and a miss. Chased a bit high there. 1-1. Rockefort was Brooks Conrad's opening night leadoff hitter, and he stayed there for about the first month and a half of the season. Here's the pitch. Another breaking ball. This time Rockefort lays off. It's high for ball 2. With the emergence of Jack Pineda, Rockefort moved down to the 2 spot. Jack up to number 1. 2-1 pitch. Fouled into the screen. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Again, Rockefort not able to get on top of some of these pitches about belt high. Rock, though, getting a chance to hit leadoff today. Doing so for the 32nd time in 46 games this summer. 2-2 pitch from Gray. Curveball bounced weakly to the first base side. Calmer's going to pick it up, but the Bandits are going to score a run. It's a 3 unassisted to get Rockefort, but an RBI, his 19th of the year. That trims South Bend's lead to 4. It's 5-1 in the third. I'll put something in play, do it to the right side. Rockefort gets the job done. It's a nice situational hitting. And it brings up Carter Jensen with 2 outs and the base is empty. Left-on-left matchup. Gray delivers. Check swing. He clearly went around. Chased a curveball down and away for strike 1. Jensen with a 304 average this year. A mark that's just outside of the league's top 10. 0-1. Fastball left low. 1-1. With a solo shot last night, Carter is now homered in 3 straight series and in 2 of his last 4 games. 1-1. Called strike. Breaking ball in the lower outside corner. Jensen is the only catcher in high A with 5 homers and more than 30 walks this year. Power and on-base skills. 1-2. Fastball down and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. He still leads the league with his 37 walks, but guys like Dylan O'Ray and Cubs center fielder Brett Bateman starting to catch up to him a bit. He hasn't walked in a few games. 2-2. Fly ball left field over to his right, Morrell. Still drifting towards the line. He reaches out, now dives, and eventually makes the catch. With the wind pushing in from right field, that ball was on its way towards Quad City's bullpen. Morrell had to go even further than usual. So a bit of an adventure, but an F7 nonetheless. Quad Cities on the board via the RBI groundout from Carson Rockefeller. 5-1 Cubs. We go to the fourth on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
The middle third of tonight's ball game ready to commence here at Modern Woodman Park. Temperatures still in the comfortable 70s, but the sun's setting and the lights coming on as we approach 7:30 Central Time. South Bend with a 5-1 lead, but the Bandits just got on the board. Justin Johnson doubled with one out in the last half inning, eventually came in to score on an RBI ground out from Carson Rockefeller. Bandit starter Frank Mazzucato back onto the hill, facing Brian Calmer. The Cubs first baseman fouls one out of play for strike one. 7, 8, and 9 due up for Nick Lovello's crew. Calmer with a 3-run homer as part of the 5-run Cubs first inning. A 1, check swing, and a foul ball pushed over towards the first base dugout. Well, maybe not. A check swing and a ball off Jensen. Video board showing a 1-1 count. Rafael Pineda not correcting. So here's the pitch. Fastball left up. 2 balls, 1 strike. Calmer's 3-run homer. His first blast of the season and just his second hit against the Bandits this year. The pitch. Breaking ball outside. 3-1. Mazzucato has rebounded nicely after that tough first inning. He's allowed just one base runner over his last two frames. 3-1. Breaking ball crowded over to third. Trevor Werner's got it. He sets his feet, throws across to Squires at first. One down. Mazzucato's got 5 strikeouts already, but that's the third consecutive ground ball he's induced going back to the third. So he wins the full count battle against Calmer. And up comes fellow lefty Ethan Hearn, the Cubs catcher. One of just 2 left-on-left matchups Mazzucato gets to enjoy today. The Hartford, Connecticut native with the first pitch. Launched in the air towards right field. Dickey back towards the track. He looks up. That one's over the river board and over the fence for a solo homer. Ethan Hearn with his second blast of the season. And the Cubs get the run back just like that. It's 6-1. Hearn with a couple of hits and a walk on Wednesday. And now in that starting catcher role, so to speak. He picks up a home run here in the fourth. And the Bandits continue to struggle with the long ball. Mazzucato has now given up 5 of those across his last 4 starts. Now Ed Howard up. He breaks his bat, bloops one towards right field. It's going to land along the chalk for a base hit. Howard wants a double. Dickey picks it up, fires to second, runner is safe. Ed Howard with a splintered bat, 1-out double. There are pieces of the stick all over the place. He plopped it perfectly down the right field line, and he was thinking double the whole way. Dickey got to it pretty quickly and made a Strong throw to second. But Howard stays red hot. It's his eighth double of the season and his fourth in his last 17 at-bats. So a man at second with one out. Mazzucato facing Brett Bateman, the Cubs' leadoff hitter. First pitch. Fastball chopped over to second. Easy play for J.J. He fields, flips to first. Two gone. Up to third goes Howard. So a productive swing for Bateman. But if the Cubs are to score Howard, it'll take Ravage Garcia coming through with two outs. Garcia reached on an error and eventually scored in the first. 0 for 2, though. He flew out to center his last time up in the second. Mazzucato's first pitch. Outside, ball one. Frank, 6'3", 175 pounds. Drafted out of East Catholic High School in Connecticut back in 2021. 1-0 pitch. A fly ball straightaway center. Rockeford sprinting in, now turns back and makes the adjustment and the catch to end the inning. The Cubs, though, back in the run column and back up to a 5-run lead. The solo shot from Ethan Hearn makes it 6-1. To the bottom of the fourth we go. Cubs leading on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. It's Cubs and Bandits on a Friday night in downtown Davenport. South Bend with a 6-1 lead as we start the home half of the fourth. Drew Gray, Cubs starter, back out there, ready to face Brett Squires, Kale Emshoff, and Jared Dickey, the 3-4-5 hitters for Brooks Conrad. Left on left, Squires steps into the box, Gray ready to work. He takes a deep breath, fires the first pitch, and misses up and in. Quad Cities broke into the run column for the first time in the third inning. Got an RBI ground out off the bat of Carson Rockefeller to score Justin Johnson, but in the last half inning, the Cubs responded with another homer. 1-0. Breaking ball popped in the air, shallow left center field. Out goes the shortstop Rojas. In comes Morrell, and the left fielder makes the catch, eventually calling off Jefferson for out number one. The homer for the Cubs, the second of the night. And for Ethan Hearn, his second of the season. A solo shot onto the berm. Correction, his over the video board in right field. Here's Kale Emshoff, first pitch. High and away, ball one. Quad Cities, when allowing a home run this year, just 9-16. They've done all the things that they've struggled to win against tonight. Giving up the first run, allowing a homer. 1-0. That's low. Two balls, no strikes. Speaking of home runs, Emshoff is up to 5 this year. A .253 hitter in 27 games. The pitch. Outside, it's 3-0. Kale got the day off yesterday. Played on Wednesday and went 0-4, but as I mentioned earlier, picked up a hit on Tuesday. A two-run shot, which puts him at 27 homers in his River Bandits career, which is tied for the fourth most in Quad Cities franchise history. He is tied with Lanny Little, 3-0. Called strike, lower inside corner, 3-1. Emshoff now chasing Thomas Alfredson, who ranks third in franchise history with 29 homers. The pitch, wave and a miss, full count. Alfredson played for Quad Cities from 1985 to 1986. It was during the Angels era of affiliation. Gray's worked himself back into the count. Payoff pitch to Emshoff. Fastball, left low, ball four. Kale gets a walk. Second free pass issued by Drew Gray, but it's just the third total base runner he's allowed. Only hit was that double to Johnson in the third. Quad City's able to take advantage of that base runner. Now Emshoff at first for Jared Dickey. Went down looking in the second inning. First pitch from Gray. Fastball off the plate outside. 1-0. Emshoff, not a prolific base stealer. Held on at first by Calmer. 1-0 breaking ball. Left up, but Dickey's in front of it. And all he does is foul it into the Cubs bullpen. Drew Gray, just 21 years old. In his first season with South Bend, spent most of last year in the Carolina League with Myrtle Beach. Faced a lot of these Bandits when they were with Columbia. 1-1. Called strike, lower outside corner, 1-2. With Myrtle Beach, Gray was solid, a 4.23 ERA. But he never worked an outing beyond three innings as he was coming back from Tommy John surgery. 1-2. Check swing roller to the right side. The pitcher fields. Gray hustles over to first himself and gets the out. Some nice athleticism for Drew Gray. Emshoff moves up to second base, but Dickey is retired with the rare one unassisted. Gray picked the ball up off the grass with the glove and shifted into maximum overdrive to Pete Dickey to the base. First baseman Calmer had headed over to try to field the ball himself. I think that was Gray's only play. So two outs and a man at second for Trevor Werner, a right-handed bat. First pitch high. Hearn jumps up like a bullfrog to make the catch. 1-0. Werner was one of Gray's strikeout victims in the second inning. That was on a 3-2 pitch. This time a 1-0 in the dirt, blocked by Hurd. Two balls, no strikes. Gray got Tommy John surgery in 2022, as I was mentioning, kind of eased his way back in last year as the catcher Hurd goes out to check on him. To start the year, Gray continued his string of not going beyond three innings in an appearance. Cubs are being very cautious with him, as is very understandable, working back from TJ. But on April 26th, against the Bandits at Four Winds Field, he worked into the fourth inning and picked up an out. But after he got to 60-plus pitches, that was the end of his night. When the calendar flipped to May, he's been able to work closer to 65-70 and has worked four innings in three of his last four starts. He is in the fourth tonight. 2-0 to Werner. Swing and a miss. Good changeup. 2-1. Gray's at 58 total pitches, 31 for a strike. Nobody warming up in the Cubs bullpen at the moment. Emshoff at second. Two outs. 2-1. Fouled over the screen. Two balls, two strikes. Cubs have a 6-1 lead. Bandits have dropped their last two games against the Cubs after winning on Tuesday 10-5. They've been outscored by South Bend 21-4 over the last couple of nights. Warner asks for a time and a 2-2 count. Goes through his usual ritual of picking up some dirt, spitting on his hands, and rubbing up the grip of the bat. He's in the box, ready to go. Gray set at the belt. The 2-2. Fouled into the netting behind home. And Werner stays alive. Nobody's warming up in Quad City's bullpen. Frank Mazzucato has given up 6 runs tonight, but just 2 earned, thanks to a first inning error. He's thrown 74 pitches and has 5 strikeouts to 1 walk, but he's also hit a batter. Werner's ready for another 2-2. Gray delivers. Curveball just outside. Great spot, but a better take from Trev, and the count goes full. 6-1 lead for the Cubs in the bottom of the fourth. M. Schaff at second base. 2 outs. Gray looking for another scoreless frame. Payoff pitch. Got him looking. Fastball at the knees. Strike 3. 4th K for Gray, and he is yet to face more than 4 batters in any inning tonight. His Cubs remain on top. We're through 4, 6-1 South Bend on the River Bandits Baseball Network. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Top of the 5th inning on Mental Health Awareness Night here at Modern Woodman Park. Quad City sporting some alternate jerseys today. Some uniforms you may have seen Quad City's wear back in the mid to late 90s. The awesome River Bandit script across the chest with the ball and bandana logo on the hat. Jefferson Rojas leads off the top of the frame for the Cubs and takes the first pitch outside from Frank Mazzucato. 3-4-5 due up for South Bend. Here's the pitch. Curveball inside 2-0. Of course, Quad Cities still wears the old red ball and bandana hat as part of their batting practice jerseys. 2-0. Punched foul over towards the Party Plaza. 2-1. But these jersey tops unique and something you could own should you choose to bid at MILBauctions.com. 3-0. Correction, the 2-1 pitch outside, now 3-1. You can also go to riverbandits.com, follow the link on the homepage. Not only do you get a cool piece of uniform, 3-1. Called strike, full count on Rojas. Not only do you get a cool piece of history, but you support the Vera French Foundation, helping raise awareness for mental health here in the Quad Cities. 3-2 pitch. That's low. Ball 4. Just the second walk of the game issued for Mazzucato. But Rojas had started the game 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts and gets off of the free pass to start the 5th. Quad Cities has activated the bullpen for the first time tonight. The left-hander A.J. Block starting to get loose. Mazzucato's pitch count now at an even 80. Man at first. No one out. For Felix Stevens, left on right. Frank's first pitch. Popped foul over the first base dugout and over towards the front gates. The jersey auction will be open until 9:30 Central Time, regardless of when tonight's game ends. So make sure you get your bids in within the next couple of hours. 0-1, runner takes off. The pitch low, no throw to second from Jensen. He couldn't get a good grip on the ball. Jefferson Rojas is going to swipe a bag. His ninth in 11 tries this year. Cubs have not been a super aggressive base-stealing team this year, but they've been pretty solid. They now have swiped 62 bags as opposed to being caught just 18 times. 1-1. Tapper down the first baseline. Jensen takes charge from behind the plate, grabs it with a bare hand, throws to first for the out. And up to third goes Rojas, who thought about home, but Mazzucato, realizing the situation, ran over towards home plate to make sure that didn't happen. That is one of the softest hit baseballs Felix Stevens has had in the last 3 weeks, it's felt like. Jensen retires him. 2-1, or rather 2-3. And up comes Jonathan Long. Man at third, one out. Cubs already up five. First pitch. Down the middle, a called strike. Long got South Bend its initial lead in the first inning with a two-run single. 0-1. Check swing. Pitch down and away. Appeal. He did not go. With the man at third base and one out, the Bandits have the infield in. Rojas, a pretty quick runner. 1-1. Outside. Two balls, one strike. Mazzucato now at 85 pitches. That is a season high for him. Previous season high, 82 tosses against Cedar Rapids a couple of starts ago. His 2-1. High drive, deep straightaway center field. This could get the job done and more. Rockefort onto the track will make the catch. Rojas can crawl home, though. The Cubs take a 7-1 lead as Jonathan Long picks up his third RBI. He nearly hit that ball out off the batter's eye. Rockefort able to make the catch. But the Cubs have now scored in back-to-back innings. They have their largest lead of the game. So two outs, nobody aboard for Rafael Morel, the six-hole hitter. First pitch swing, and he laces one into left field. This one down and towards the wall. Nivens will pick it up. Morel cruising into second base with an easy two-out stand-up double. Just the third double of the year for him. And the inning continues on for Brian Kalmer. Brooks Conrad keeping a close eye on Mazzucato at the top step of the dugout. And now steps out of it. Frank visibly upset. He wanted to get through this fifth inning. But with his pitch count closing in on 90, it's going to be the end of the day for the former first-round pick. Brooks Conrad will take the baseball from Mazzucato. A.J. Block jogs his way in from the first base, rather the third base bullpen, and we'll have a pitching change with two outs in the top of the fifth. South Bend up 7-1 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
We'll be right back.
For already the second time this week, A.J. Block is going to work out of Quad City's bullpen. He toed the rubber on Tuesday in the series opener, threw an inning and two-thirds perfect and helped Quad Cities get out of a mid-inning jam. He now will do something similar in the top of the fifth. South Bend with the man at second base and two outs. Brian Kalmer at the plate to face the southpaw. First pitch slider left outside for ball one. He takes over for Frank Mazzucato, who in his eighth start of the year went 4 2/3. He's currently on the hook for 7 runs, 3 earned on 6 hits, 2 walks, and 5 Ks. 1-0. Fly ball right side. This one in foul ground and eventually out of play. Of course, Mazzucato is still responsible for Morrell at second base, who doubled off the left field wall. Block has been, as I say, every time he comes on, it feels just a terrific asset for Brooks Conrad this year. He's been able to work short stints where he needs just a couple of outs, and he's been able to work 2 innings more often than not. An ERA of 3.10 in 12 appearances this year. 1-1. Fastball high and away. 2 balls, 1 strike. Last 2 appearances for AJ have come here at home. He is not allowed to run in the combined 3 2/3. He's given up just 2 base runners and has 2 strikeouts. A look back to second. 2-1. That slider was left outside. A 3-1 count on Kalmer. Ryan responsible for about half the runs South Bend has tonight with that 2-out, 3-run homer in the first for his first long ball of the season. 3-1 pitch. Fastball outside, ball 4. Block almost as if by design, working gingerly around the right-handed hitting Kalmer. And now with 2 outs and 2 men on, he'll go left on left against Ethan Hearn. Hearn has also left the yard tonight. A solo shot for him in the fourth. Cubs with a 7-1 lead. First pitch. Block misses down and away with a slider. AJ, 26 years old, born in Salt Lake City, Utah. Signed as an undrafted free agent with the Royals back in 2020. This year marks his second with Quad Cities, but his first season as a reliever. 1-0. Fastball on the outer edge. Called strike. It's 1-1. Made his high A debut for the Bandits in 2021. Helped that squad win a high A Central championship. Made 19 appearances that year. 16 were in a starting capacity. But this summer, all 12 have been out of the bullpen. 1-1. High and away with a fastball. 2-1. If you're wondering where Block was in 2022 and 2023, well, he was rehabbing and or injured. Block is back with Quad Cities after missing consecutive seasons. 2-1. Chopper to the first base side. Brett Squires plays the tough hop in the breadbasket and takes the baseball over to first. 3 unassisted to end the inning. Cubs get another run on the Johnny Long sack fly, but A.J. Block strands a pair. And the Bandits come to the plate for the bottom of the fifth when we come back. 7-1 South Bend on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Halfway through our Friday night edition of Midwest League Baseball, it's the South Bend Cubs leading Quad Cities tonight, 7-1. Bottom of the fifth will be led off by the shortstop, Dustin Dickerson. Him, Spencer Nivens, and Justin Johnson due up against Drew Gray, who needs to record just one out here in this bottom of the fifth to post a new career high in innings pitched. He's never worked beyond four frames in his young career. First pitch to Dustin Dickerson. Cut on and missed. Strike one. Dusty popped up to first base, his first time up in the second. Right-handed batter against the southpaw Gray. He's been terrific tonight. 0-1. Called strike, lower inside corner. 0-2. Cubs are already anticipating a change. Right-hander Cohen Moreno starting to warm up. 0-2. High and away, one ball, two strikes. In his four innings tonight, Gray's given up just one run on one hit with two walks and four strikeouts. The run came on an RBI ground out back in the third. 1-2. Curveball slipped out of the fingers and missed well high. Two balls, two strikes. Dickerson playing in his 37th game this year. Asks for time. He's hitting .225, four doubles, 10 homers, and 23 walks to 33 strikeouts. He's taken some nice strides with his plate discipline in his second summer in high A. 2-2, foul to the screen, count holds. Dickerson has hit all over the order for Brooks Conrad this season, but he's in the seventh spot for a team-leading 15th time tonight. Another two-strike toss. Curveball, check swing. He did not go. The pitch was low and inside, and the count's full. Cubs catcher Ethan Hearn was quite certain that Dickerson went around. He'll ask for a new baseball from Rafael Pineda. They'll reset the pitch clock. Fresh 15 on there. Dickerson ready to go. Payoff pitch from Gray. Fastball fouled over the screen. And now another ball comes in from the Cubs bullpen. Spencer Nivens, though, right there to throw it to the Bandits bat boy. Pitch count for Gray now at 68. Season high. 3-2 once more. Fastball inside. He walked him. And Dickerson will be the Bandits leadoff base runner here in the fifth. So after that, let's see if Nick Lovello is going to let Gray continue. Spencer Nivens has been announced, and Nick will not move from his perch in the first base dugout. Double play depth for Rojas and Garcia up the middle. Calmer holds the runner. Left on left, first pitch to Nivens is a called strike with a fastball on the inner half. Nivens still hitting below 100 on the year. The pitch. Low one outside, 1-1. Spencer's missed about a month this season. Coming back from a hamstring injury he suffered during the Bandits' first road trip of the year. 1-1 fastball, a called strike, 1-2. Just hasn't really gotten back into a groove yet, but as I try to mention every time he's up there, the guy's been hitting the ball hard. He's just not getting it to land in ways that boost the average. 1-2. Fastball outside. Two balls, two strikes. Dickerson has four stolen bases and six tries this year, but with the Bandits down six, odds are he'll err on the more conservative side in this scenario. 2-2. Fastball just low. Borderline pitch goes the way of Nivens. Full count. I have to imagine if Gray gives up back-to-back walks, it's almost a surefire thing that a move will be made. Three of the four base runners he's allowed tonight have been on the walk. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Nivens went up the ladder. Fastball was high and inside, but he chased for strike three, and that will be the last act for Drew Gray. He's got 5 strikeouts through 4 1/3. That's a new career high for him in terms of innings pitched. And he makes another great stride as he continues his way back to 100%. He'll get a pat on the back from Nick Lovello. New pitcher coming in for the Cubs. It's Cohen Moreno. He'll face Justin Johnson with a man at first and one out in the bottom of the 5th. Cubs up by 6.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Teams are into the bullpen tonight for Quad Cities. Their starter Frank Mazzucato done after 4 2/3. For the Cubs, Drew Gray done after 4 1/3. A new career high for him. And again, another quality performance against the River Bandits. He has given up just 1 earned run to QC this year. Gray goes 4 1/3, giving up the tally on 1 hit with 3 walks and 5 strikeouts. But he is still responsible for Dustin Dickerson, whom he walked to open up the bottom half of the 5th inning. One away, Dusty on for Justin Johnson. The new pitcher, Cohen Moreno, the right-hander. First pitch on the way, way outside, ball one. It's the first time we've seen Cohen this week, but it's the 4th time the Bandits have faced him this year. 3 of Cohen's 5 appearances in April were against the Bandits. A 1. Chopped foul into Quad City's dugout. JJ has the only River Bandits hit. Nearly a home run over left field in the 3rd, but he settled for a 1-out double. Eventually came in to score what's Quad City's lone run on the RBI ground out from Carson Rockefort. He waits on deck. 1-1. Popped up right side in the infield. First baseman Calmer waves off Garcia and makes a two-handed catch over his head. 2 gone. So JJ's retired, and Dickerson remains at first base for the aforementioned Rockefort. For Moreno, it's his 11th outing of the year. Cohen's 1-3 with a 6.55 ERA. An even 2 whip and an opponent batting average of 259 with 18 strikeouts in 22 frames. First pitch. Fastball inside, 1-0. Moreno, 22 years old, from Cary, North Carolina. The Cubs' final pick in the 2020 draft. He was a 5th-round selection. 1-0. Fastball finds the outer edge, called strike. Count evens at 1-1 on Rockefort. The Royals' number 16 prospect picked up his 19th RBI of the season, bringing in Johnson in the 3rd, but he is hitless today. Dickerson held on by Calmer as the 1-1 comes in and is grounded to Calmer. He fields it easily. Rockefort doesn't get but 2 steps out of the box, and that will do it. 3 unassisted to end the home half of the 5th. Cubs with a 7-1 lead still intact. We go to the 6th inning on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game. and our country, and relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. Start of inning number 6 at Modern Woman Park. Kyle Kirchival joining you on Bally Live, MILB TV, and at riverbandits.com. Cubs have Ed Howard leading it off against the Bandits' A.J. Block. First pitch from the lefty is fouled off Jensen's glove for strike one. Second time tonight, Howard has led off an inning. Nick Lovello has 9-1 and 2 due up against the former Washington State product. Block's 0-1. Fastball away, 1-1. Cohen Moreno just came in for the Cubs, finished off the bottom half of the fifth inning, but they already have a new right-handed pitcher warming up. 1-1, chopped on the ground to third, but foul. Nick Lovello picks it up in the third base coach's box and dishes out the souvenir. Howard, 1-2, a strikeout against Mazzucato in the third inning. Rather, a second-inning strikeout for Howard, and then a double in the fourth for his fourth two-bagger in his last 17 at-bats. 1-2 from Block. Fisted towards shallow right. That's going to land for a base hit. Dickey grabs it on two hops, and Ed Howard could do no wrong right now. That is almost the exact swing in the exact same hit he turned into a double in the fourth inning. Got a pitch on the hands. And a jam shot bloop gives him a 2-for-3 start to the night. First base runner allowed via hit for Block this series as he throws a strike to Brett Bateman via the slider. Bateman 0-for-2. However, he was hit by a pitch to start the game. Eventually came in and scored one of the Cubs' 7 runs. 0-1. Fastball outside. 1-1. A.J. Block has been steady Eddie. An even 3 ERA in April. A 3.18 ERA in May. The pitch. Slider called. Strike lower inside corner. 1-2. Quad Cities has not had very many promotions, demotions, or just generally that many roster moves this year. But you have to imagine, with Block being 26 years old, his success for Quad Cities a couple years ago and how he started this year, he's probably somebody who will earn a promotion at some point this year. 1-2 pitch. Slider, low and away. Bateman held up. 2-2. Northwest Arkansas, the AA affiliate for the Royals. They're in Springdale. 2-2. Slider got him swinging. Strike 3. Bateman down on strikes for the second time tonight. It's the first K for Block. And out number 1 in the sixth inning. So a rare 0-for-3 start for Bateman. And now with Howard still at first base, here's Ravage Garcia, the switch-hitting second baseman batting right-handed.
First pitch, up and away, ball one. Just like Bateman, Garcia without a hit today, 0 for 2. Reached on an error, though, in the first and scored. 1-0. Slider outside, two balls and no strikes. Talking with AJ this year, a guy who is just super, super grateful to be back on the field after the last couple of seasons he missed. 2-0. Tapped foul, 2-1. It's funny, you talk to these guys who have gone through these Tommy Johns, these season-ending injuries, and their perspective changes so much. Their number one focus from then on is health. Everything else, secondary. 2-1. Slider taken for a called strike two, lower outside corner. That's not to say that guys who haven't gone through some kind of major injury don't have similar goals in mind, but AJ is somebody who really values that, and understandably so. Another slider, 2-2, missed away, full count. And of course, fitting on Mental Health Awareness Night to be acknowledging what AJ's had to overcome to get back here to Quad Cities. 3-2 to Garcia. Wave and a miss. Another punchy for AJ. Two gone here in the sixth inning. Took Garcia up the ladder with that fastball. And he's got the one and two hitters retired on strikes. Here's Jefferson Rojas, the three-hole hitter. Howard still at first, held on by Squires. Lots of room on the right side of the infield. Right-handed bat will take inside on the changeup. Ball one. Will Sanders still warming up in the bullpen for South Bend. Here's the 1-0. Slider tapped foul. Back to the screen. One ball, one strike. Cubs have a 7-1 lead over Quad Cities in the sixth inning. The hit column on the line score reads the same. Bandits have the game's only error. An E5 charged to Werner in the first inning. 1-1. Fastball just inside. Pretty good spot, but it's 2-1. AJ, multi-inning specialist. 10 of his 12 outings this year have gone beyond a frame, and the vast majority of those have gone for an even 2. 2-1 slider. Low. Three balls, one strike. AJ's worked a full frame now, even though he was in during the fifth inning. Only had to pick up one out in that frame. Behind in the count against Rojas, 3-1 pitch. Inside, he walked him. Second free pass issued by AJ today. It's just the third time all year he's given out multiple walks. So Rojas reaches base via balls for the second time in the ball game. He's at first. Howard advanced to second. And with two outs and two on, the dangerous cleanup hitter, Felix Stevens, gets an opportunity. Blocks first pitch. Slider taken for a called strike. Felix has already extended his on-base streak to a league-best active mark of 21. He is 1-for-2 with a double, a walk, and a run scored today. A one pitch. Fastball inside. It's 1-1. During these 21 games where Stevens has reached base, he has notched 22 RBIs. He's walked 18 times, and he's hitting above .310. His OPS on the season now .881. As he takes a slider on the outer half, 1-2. He led South Bend in homers last year with 25. His goal is to get to 30 this year. He's off to a good start. He's got 10 in 34 games. Blocks 1-2. Got him looking. Strike three at the base of the zone. Block once again turns to the slider. He gives up a couple of walks in the sixth inning, but ultimately strikes out the side. Bandits back to the plate in the bottom half, trailing the Cubs 7-1 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
After a quick two-out outing from Cohen Moreno, the South Bend Cubs will make another pitching change. They will go to the right-hander Will Sanders, who will be more or less making a piggyback start for the Cubs' High A affiliate tonight. He gets Jensen, Squires, and Emshoff to begin the evening. First pitch, fouled over the left side, strike one. Bottom of the sixth, now officially underway. South Bend with a 7-1 lead. It took a 5-0 lead in the first and have not looked back. The pitch, low and inside, 1-1. Final line for Moreno, an easy one, two-thirds, and nothing else. No runs, no hits, no walks, no strikeouts. The pitch, slider off the glove of Hurd and outside for ball two. Carter Jensen has not reached base tonight. That's a rarity for him. He is 0-2 with a ground ball and a fly out to left field. Infield is shifted up the middle and towards right. 2-1. Foul to the screen. A nice cut, but the count evens at 2-2. Sanders, 22 years old from Atlanta, Georgia, and a former Gamecock. He was a fourth-round pick by the Cubs out of South Carolina in 2023. 2-2. Another foul ball into the screen. Ricochets down behind home, and Ethan Hearn makes a nice sliding catch on his knees. Sanders skipping over single-A Myrtle Beach, making his professional debut in high A, just like Hunter Owen this year. Another 2-2 and another foul ball. Jensen dribbles it towards the first base dugout. Sanders has been pretty solid this year, and as of late, very solid. He is 1-1 with a 4.61 ERA, but over his last 13 innings, he has not allowed an earned run. That goes back to May 14th. Another 2-2. Another foul ball, tapped to the right side, about 20 or 30 feet up the first baseline. Classic two-strike at-bat from Carter Jensen. If you had to pick the most annoying hitter to face in the Bandits lineup, it might be him. He's going to make you work every time, whether or not you get him out. The pitch, inside, a full count. Now an eight-pitch at-bat upon Sanders' next delivery. Right-hander has his sign, but Jensen's going to play some mind games with him. He asks for time and steps out of the box, adjusts the batting gloves, and now taps the bat on home plate, ready for the payoff pitch. Here it comes. Little blooper towards left field. That's going to land for a hit. Carter Jensen with the Bandits' second knock of the game. And boy, did he work for it. A nine-pitch leadoff single for Jensen. Got a slider, I think, on the lower outside corner. Just flicked it off the end of the bat in between Morel and Rojas. So a man aboard with nobody out. And the three-hole hitter, Brett Squires, in the box for the third time tonight. First pitch slider. He swings over it. Strike one. Jensen, a very good base stealer. Second on the team with 11 bags and 12 tries. Held on by Calmer. Sanders with the 0-1. Changeup missed away. One ball, one strike. Closing in on 8:20 Central Time here in the Quad Cities. Sun is pretty much set over the first base side. Lights are on. Overcast skies. Here's the pitch. Low and inside, 2-1. The wind is still blowing in from right field, but not nearly as aggressively as it was throughout the first third of the ball game. Ferris wheel in left field, blinking all kinds of colors and spinning around. 2-1, shanked foul into the screen in front of the bleachers. Two balls, two strikes. Quad Cities trailing 7-1 in the bottom of the sixth. When we get to the seventh, we'll check the out-of-town scoreboard for the first time and also see what else is going on in the Royals minor league system. 2-2 to Squires, fouled in and out of the glove of Hearn. Ethan nearly held on for a strikeout. Instead, it'll be another two-strike battle for Sanders. Squires 0-for-1 in the ballgame. He walked as the Bandits' first base runner in the first, but was left stranded. He's hitting .287 this year. Another 2-2. Breaking ball missed away. And Sanders starting to get a little frustrated now as Quad Cities remains at the plate as long as humanly possible. Next pitch will be the seventh of the at-bat in his 15th of the inning. Throw to first. Back standing up Jensen. The ball gets away from Calmer and rolls towards the first base dugout. Carter's going to scamper up to second with no throw. The throw from Sanders caused Calmer to have to reach around Jensen. Ball ricocheted off the leather and rolled far enough away for Carter to take 90 feet. So I believe it'll be an error on Sanders. But what's important for Quad Cities is they have a man in scoring position with nobody out. And another full count pitch coming eventually to Brett Squires, the catcher Ethan Hearn currently deliberating with the pitcher. Another good time to remind you that you can own one of these specialty River Bandits jerseys tonight. A throwback 90s style thread. Just head over to MILBauctions.com or RiverBandits.com and follow the link on the homepage to place a bid. Grab a jersey and support a great cause, raising mental health awareness. Continuing, the 3-2 to Squires. Check swing, pitch in the dirt. He did not go. It's ball four. Sanders puts both arms up. He can't believe the call. He thought it was strike three. But it's going to be back-to-back runners aboard for the Bandits as Jensen and Squires both reach after full count battles. One more note on the jersey auction. Proceeds benefit the Vera French Foundation. And it ends at 9:30 Central Time. So you've got a little over an hour to bid on your favorite Bandits jersey. 7-1 comes lead in the bottom of the sixth, but the Bandits have something brewing. Runners at first and second, and no one out for Kale Emshoff. Sanders fires. First pitch slider is a called strike in the lower outside corner. Sanders has only faced two batters to start his night, and he's thrown 17 pitches, including the toss to Emshoff. So three batters officially. The pitch. Fouled off the hands into the screen. Good fastball. It's nothing at two. Last time Sanders took the field was on May 25th. That was last Saturday against Wisconsin. earned his first win of the year with five scoreless frames against the Timber Rattlers at Four Winds Field. 0-2. Slider down and away. Kale lays off. Sanders has walked 15 batters and 27 in a third innings this year. He's got 29 strikeouts. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Make it 30 Ks. Emshoff down on that slider. One gone here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Nice sequence from Sanders, working the slider and the fastball on both ends of the zone. And now here's Jared Dickey trying to, at the very least, advance Jensen and Squires. Double play depth for the Cubs infield, but the shortstop Rojas holding the lead runner Jensen. First pitch, wave and a miss. Good changeup, 0-1. Dickey has yet to extend his six-game on-base streak. Struck out in the second, grounded out, one unassisted in the fourth. 0-1. That's low, one ball, one strike. Dickey, the former Tennessee Volunteer, an 11th round pick back in 2023. He shared his story about mental health on the River Bandits Instagram story today. 1-1, high fly, deep left center field. Bateman on the move back, still going back. On the warning track, he makes the catch. Jensen rushes back to second and tags up for third. He will get there without a throw. You could hear the excitement there from the crowd. They thought the Bandits were going to have a homer. Dickey sent it to deep left center field, which is about 380 feet away. But Bateman tracks it down, as he so often does. Second out recorded, but Jensen advancing to third. So men at the corners, two outs, and now Trevor Werner trying to bring in the Bandits' second run of the game, if not their third and fourth as well. QC down 7-1 in the bottom of the sixth, trying to avoid losing three straight to these South Bend Cubs, who could guarantee themselves a split of the series should they win tonight. Right on right, Sanders pitch. Fastball low and away, 1-0. Game five of the series, and the first game in the month of June for Quad Cities. Tomorrow night, a 6 o'clock start. 1-0. Slider down and away. Two balls, no strikes. And then, of course, on Sunday, the series finale, the usual 1 o'clock matinee. Make sure you head to the Modern Woodland Park box office or go to riverbandits.com to check out the promotional schedule and get your tickets. 2-1. Fastball on the lower outside corner, a called strike one. Sanders steps back onto the mound, stretching out his right arm and quickly setting at the chest. The pitch. Slider pulled down the left field line, foul into Quad City's bullpen. Werner has already struck out twice tonight, both Ks courtesy of Drew Gray, who had five in a 4 1/3 inning start. Werner struck out swinging in the second, then went down looking in the fourth. Sanders trying to get him in either way, shape, or form here. Men at the corners, two outs. The 2-2 pitch to Werner. Check swing on the breaking ball. He went around, a swinging strike three. Hearn picks up the loose ball, tags Werner, who is pleading for Tatum Littleton to voice his opinion. There is no appeal, and the inning is over. Quad Cities strands a pair in the sixth, including a man in scoring position. We go to the seventh, 7-1 Cubs on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Top of the seventh here at Modern Woman Park. It's Mental Health Awareness Night at the River Bandits game. Kyle Kirchville joining you from the John O'Donnell Press Box on Bally Live, MILB TV, and at riverbandits.com. Johnny Long begins at the plate here in the seventh. AJ Block starts him with a strike on the outer edge of the zone. Block needs a couple of outs to work another two-inning appearance out of the bullpen, as he so often does. He's at an inning and a third right now. The pitch, low and inside. He'll face three righties in this inning, Long, Morrell, and Calmer. Long with a two-run single in the first, a sack fly in the fifth for a three RBI showing. The pitch, inside, 2-1. Quad Cities picked up its second hit of the game and a walk to put two men on with no one out in the sixth. But Will Sanders worked out of the jam with help from a couple of strikeouts. 2-1 on the way. Slider swung through for strike two. Block has three strikeouts in his inning in a third. He's allowed a hit and two walks, but no runs. Here comes the pitch. Slider pounded in the air to deep left field. Niven's back onto the track. He looks up. That ball is gone. Johnny Long sends one over the wall for a solo smash. It's the Cubs' third home run of the night, and they extend the lead to 8-1 here in the seventh. Fourth home run of the season for him, his third against Quad Cities. And for A.J. Block, his fourth homer allowed this year. So while the Cubs, or the Bandits' offense, continues to struggle, Cubs just pick up a run here, pick up a run there, and now lead by a game-high 7 runs. Now Morrell to the plate. He'll take a slider at the knees for strike one. Raphael, 1-for-3 with a double in the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. Fastball, a strike on the outer half. 0-2. Activity in Quad Cities bullpen. Another lefty has picked up a baseball. It is Cooper McKeon getting loose. Block out of the wind, peering over the glove for the sign. Now the 0-2. Inside, nearly hit him. Off the glove of Jensen and rolling towards the Bandits dugout. Long with 4 homers, 24 RBIs on the year after the homer. Here comes the 1-2. Fastball just high, maybe outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. While the Bandits have struggled in the month of May, they have given up far too many long balls. The pitch. Slider got him looking. Right in the back door. A perfect spot for Block. That is his fourth strikeout of the game. And there's one gone. While Quad Cities has scored the second fewest runs in the league in May and is batting just .211, the pitching staff has allowed the second most runs, including a league-high 29 homers, including the 3 tonight, as Brian Calmer swings over a slider. That is 29 homers allowed in 27 games. The pitch. Outside, 1-1.
Palmer picked up his first blast of the year with that first inning three-run shot. The pitch. Slider taken for strike two. There's one thing we know about Block. He's not going to meander around the strike zone after giving up a homer. The pitch. Fastball hit in the air, left center field. This one should be playable. Carson Rockefort moves over into the alley, waves off Nivens, and makes the catch for the second out. So it is officially another two-inning appearance for A.J. Block this year. He has eight of those in 13 appearances, but he will not go beyond these two frames. Brooks Conrad out of Quad City's dugout, and with two outs in the top of the seventh, he's going to call for Cooper McKeon. Another mid-inning pitching change here in downtown Davenport. Cubs have extended their lead. It's now 8-1. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931. But it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
A.J. Block gives up the homer to Johnny Long, but then retires the next two batters he faced to close out his ball game. His line, two innings, a run allowed on two hits, two walks, and four strikeouts. He'll give way to fellow Southpaw Cooper McKeon, who faces the left-handed bat of Ethan Hearn with two outs and nobody on in the top of the seventh. First pitch, wave and a miss. Good breaking ball, strike one. 12th outing of the year for McKeon, the 23-year-old hurler from Ann Arbor, Michigan. 1-2 with a 9.26 ERA this year. The pitch. Fastball down and away, 1-1. It's McKeon's second outing of the week already. We saw him as the first man out of the bullpen in the series on Tuesday. Struggled, giving up three runs in just a third of a frame. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good curveball. It is 1-2. Hearn's lone hit and his lone time on base. That solo homer in the fourth. Grounded out to first his last time up. McKeon's 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on strikes. Nice way to start the night for Cooper McKeon. 10th strikeout for the River Bandits pitching staff, but the Bats are looking at a 7-run deficit. Time to stretch at Modern Woodman Park. 8-1 Cubs on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Great crowd on hand for a Friday night fireworks show, courtesy of Smart Toyota, and of course some River Bandits baseball on Mental Health Awareness Night. South Bend Cubs lead the Bandits 8-1 as we open the bottom of the seventh inning. Dustin Dickerson leads it off against Will Sanders, who pours in a called strike one at the base of the zone. Sanders faced five batters in the sixth inning, but stranded two aboard, a one. Line drive, left center field, charging over. Morelli won't get there. It lands in the alley, and it'll be extra bases for Dickerson. He pulls into second with a leadoff double. Second time aboard for Dickerson tonight. That double, his second in as many games. He drove in a run with one yesterday. So Dusty now with five on the season. Got a breaking ball and bashed it to left center field. Quad Cities has not done a whole lot with the few base runners they've had tonight. They are 0 for 5 with runners in scoring position. Spencer Nivens trying to turn the tide here. First pitch. Good fastball fouled into the screen. 0-1. Nivens is 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts. Dickerson with pretty good speed at second, held on by the shortstop Rojas. Right-hander Sanders has his time. Now the pitch. Outside, 1-1. A couple of games have gone final throughout the Midwest League tonight. Both of them Eastern Division action, at least at the home of Eastern Division teams. The pitch. Low and inside, 2-1. The Lansing Lugnuts are hosting Peoria today, or this week, I should say. Lugnuts out hit the Chiefs 15-12, but lost the game 10-5. 2-1 to Nivens. Fastball outside. Hearn thought it was a strike, as did Sanders, but it's 3-1. And then over in Grand Rapids, the West Michigan Whitecaps fell at home to the Great Lakes Loons, who came out victorious tonight 3-1. The 3-1 pitch to Nivens. Popped him up, left side. This one's going to get out of play and fall for a relatively harmless strike two. Nivens just 5 for 67 on the season. Has just a couple of hits since coming off the IL earlier this month. But one of those hits, a double. The payoff. High and away, ball four. For the second straight inning, Sanders opens the frame with a leadoff hit and then a subsequent walk. It was Jensen and Squires who did that in the sixth inning. The Bandits failed to plate either. And now it's the bottom half of the order trying to spark something. Pitching coach for the Cubs will head out, Bruce Billings, a mound visit that brings in the infield. While he does that, we'll fill you in on the rest of the out-of-town scoreboard. They're nearing the end of the ball game in Cedar Rapids. The Colonels in the bottom of the eighth lead the Lake County Captains 7-4. It's a matchup of two of the best teams in the Midwest League. The Beloit Skycarp trailing on the road, or rather at home, to the Dayton Dragons. Reds affiliate leading the Marlins affiliate 5-2 in the bottom of the seventh at ABC Supply Stadium. And up in Appleton, Wisconsin, the Timber Rattlers have a 3-1 lead over Fort Wayne. They're in the top of the eighth at Fox City Stadium. Here in Davenport, the South Bend Cubs lead Quad Cities 8-1. But the Bandits have men at first and second with nobody out. Will Sanders pitching to Justin Johnson. First pitch curveball. Strike at the base of the zone. 0-1. Johnson has one of Quad City's three hits and one of the club's two doubles. The pitch. High fly, straightaway center. Bateman on the move back. He'll have room. He makes the catch. Dickerson tags up for third and will get there without a throw. Good swing from JJ, but another catch in deep center field for the former Golden Gopher. So men at the corners with one out for Carson Rockefort. He drove in the Bandits' lone run of the game in the third. Justin Johnson had doubled in that trip to the plate, then moved up to third on a wild pitch. Rocco bounced one to the right side of the infield and sacrificed himself for a run. Right on left, first pitch. That's low, ball one. Rockefort hitless in the ball game on the season, now batting below the Mendoza line at 198, but with 10 doubles, 4 homers, and 19 driven in. The pitch. Curveball low, 2-0. In the Kansas City Royals farm system tonight, a little doubleheader action going on in Tulsa. Northwest Arkansas and the Drillers playing two. 2-0, fouled over the left side. Drillers took game one, 3-2. Northwest Arkansas, though, leads in game two, 4-0 in the fourth. Naturals, like the Bandits, have been struggling lately. 2-1, swing and a miss, a volatile fastball. It's two balls, two strikes. At the AAA level, the Omaha Storm Chasers, goodness, they're not struggling at all. They're looking for their 37th win of the season. And I think they just got it. They are currently on top of Indianapolis 4-1. And sure enough, that game just went final. 2-2. Fastball inside. Count runs full. Single A Columbia played Kannapolis earlier today. Cannonballers came out victorious over the Fireflies 4-0. Columbia committed three errors in that game. 3-2 pitch. Foul tip and held onto by her, and that's strike three. Third strikeout for Sanders and a big one. And now men at the corners with two outs for Carter Jensen. Boy, Quad Cities just cannot buy a hit with men in scoring position tonight. They're now 0-7. First pitch, wave and a miss. Jensen chased high and in, strike one. Carter has one of Quad City's three hits with a single back in the sixth. That was after a tremendous battle. The pitch, low and inside, 1-1. First hit given up by Sanders was that knock by Jensen. A nine-pitch fight that ended with a bloop single into left. 1-1. Here's the line drive towards left again. Another hit for Jensen. Dickerson's going to come in to score. It's now an 8-2 South Bend lead. Carter Jensen has a multi-hit game and RBI number 21 on the season. Just another nice, smooth, simple swing for Jensen. Just flared a pitch over the shortstop, Rojas. And he continues to be a very steady source of offense for Quad Cities. A guy who is just 20 years old, but his approach looks about as simple and as veteran as it could. New baseball for Sanders. First and second, two outs. He faces Brett Squires. First pitch. Line drive into center field. That's past Rojas. Around third base comes Nivens. The throw to the plate. Well, late. It's now an 8-3 game. RBI single, Brett Squires. Team leading 29th of the year for the former Sooner. And just as they did in the game yesterday, Quad City's putting together a seventh inning rally. They trail by 5 still, but they've got themselves a 3-hit, 2-run inning. Jensen up to second. Squires at first. 2 men on for Kale Emshoff. First pitch fouled over the screen. Strike 1. Tip of the cap to the second half of the Bandits order. Dickerson and Niven setting the table for the RBI guys who have come through in this frame. 0-1, swing and a miss. Good breaking ball. Nothing at 2. Emshoff is looking for his second hit of the week. He's 0-2 tonight. Worked a walk back in the fourth, but struck out swinging his last time up in the sixth. Genzo at second, Squires at first, both good base runners. Sanders sets above the belt. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got Emshoff on a breaking ball. 4 strikeouts for Will Sanders, but not before Quad Cities gets a couple more runs. RBI singles for Carter Jensen and Brett Squires, both with 2 outs. Cubs still lead 8-3. We go to the 8th on the River Bandits Baseball Network. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Both teams plate runs in the 7th for Quad Cities. They trim the Cubs' deficit, or rather their lead, to 5. It's 8-3 South Bend, but Brett Squires and Carter Jensen both came through with a couple of 2-out RBI singles to make this one a bit closer. Cooper McKeon remains on the hill for the start of the 8th. His first toss to Ed Howard is low for ball 1. Excuse me, that's a called strike lower outside corner. I beg your pardon. Howard leading off an inning for the 3rd time tonight. He's the 9-hole hitter. The pitch. Down and away. That one is a ball. 1-1. Cooper McKeon came on to pick up the final out in the away half of the 7th. He did just that, striking out Ethan Hearn. Here's the pitch. Check swing. Curveball low. He clearly did not go. It is 2-1. Cubs have 8 runs on 8 hits. 1 error. Bandits have 3 runs on 5 hits and 1 error. McKeon delivers. Fouled over the first base side. Count evens at 2 balls, 2 strikes. And Howard going through one of his best stretches, not only this season, but in his multi-year career as a South Bend Cub. He is 11 for his last 18 with 4 doubles. 2-for-3 with a 2-bagger and a single tonight. McKeon's 2-2 pitch. Down and away, full count. McKeon is the 3rd pitcher used by Brooks Conrad tonight. Frank Mazzucato, the starter, went 4 2/3. A.J. Block went an even 2 frames. The payoff. Chopper foul. This one to the left side. Grabbed by Trevor Werner picks it up and throws it into the Bandits dugout. With his quality play, Howard's lifted his average to 231. It was down in the 100s entering the series. McKeon's got a sign. Pitch clock down to two. The payoff. That's low. Ball four. A leadoff walk. Ed Howard seeing the baseball as if it were a beach ball right now. A walk, a single, and a double for him tonight. And he leads off the inning for the Cubs as a base runner. So back to the top of the order for Brett Bateman. Center fielder is 0 for 3 with a couple of strikeouts tonight. Hit by a pitch in the first, so he has reached. First pitch. In the dirt, ball one. Catcher Jensen blocked it. Bateman from Minnesota. Native of St. Paul. His father, Keith, has been the head baseball coach at Augsburg College in Minneapolis since 2003. 1-0. Tapper to the right side, gloved by Squires. To Dickerson at second for one. The throwback to first, not quite in time. McKeon got there, but not before the speedy Bateman. So Howard eliminated 3-6 on the fielder's choice. Bateman reaches. And there's one out and a man on for Ravage Garcia. Those two not easily doubled up, especially when Bateman's the man hustling to first. Garcia looking to snap it 0 for 4. First pitch. Fouled into the netting over the Cubs dugout. Garcia from Sonora, Mexico. Signed by the Cubs as a free agent in 2017. McKeon's 0-1. Low. One ball, one strike. Cubs lead 8-3 in the top of the eighth inning. They have led since the fifth batter of the ball game. Jonathan Long drove in two with a single. And the Cubs have not looked back. The pitch. Bateman goes. This one grounded through the vacated side of base hit. Bateman rounds second on his way to third. Dickey up with the baseball. He fires it in towards JJ, and Bateman stops at third. That was a perfect hit and run. Could not have drawn it up better. Second baseman Johnson sprinted over to second to cover the steal, and Garcia poked it right where he was. Ravage now with hits in four straight ball games. Six for his last 17. And now the catcher, Carter Jensen, will head out to the hill. Closing in on 9 o'clock Central Time here along the Mississippi River. Kyle Kirchville with you on Bally Live, MILB TV, and at riverbandits.com. Game four of the six-game series between the Bandits and the Cubs. About half an hour left to place a bid on one of these specialty jerseys Quad Cities is wearing tonight, the 90s era River Bandits home whites. Head over to milbauctions.com or riverbandits.com and follow the link on the homepage to support a great cause and help raise mental health awareness in the Quad Cities and get a piece of Bandits history. Ready to resume, Jefferson Rojas at the box. He'll take inside ball one. Three-hole hitter for the Cubs has struck out twice tonight for an 0 for 2. However, he has walked in each of his last two plate appearances. He's also stolen a base and scored a run tonight. McKeon's 1-0. Curveball, left high and outside, 2-0. Nobody warming up in either bullpen. Will Sanders for the Cubs has worked two innings as the piggyback starter, a guy that's stretched out to potentially go the rest of the way tonight. 2-0. Grounded foul into the first base dugout. Some Cubs take cover, and then it pinballs out right in front of the first base on deck circle. for Cooper McKeon. He is trying to complete his first full inning of action. He's got an inning and two-thirds scoreless, but has men at the corners with one out here. 2-1, high fly, center field. That's going to score a run. Rockefort makes the catch. Bateman tags and scores from third. Cubs now lead 9-3. Just when Quad Cities breaks into the run column, South Bend has a response. For Rojas, he picks up another RBI, his 10th in the last 7 ball games, and his 5th in the last 3. That is exactly what you want out of your 3-hole hitter. So the sac fly scores Bateman. Garcia still at first with 2 outs on the board, and Felix Stevens in the box, left on right. First pitch, chopped over to third, fielded on a knee by Werner. Throws across to first in plenty of time, and that ends the inning. South Bend with another run, a sac fly from Jefferson Rojas has made it 9-3 Cubs. Bottom of the 8th next on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
To welcome you back for the bottom of the 8th here at Modern Woodman Park. The South Bend Cubs have scored yet again. They have plated runs in 5 of their 8 offensive innings tonight and lead the Bandits 9-3. Will Sanders, the Cubs piggyback starter, back out there. He gets 5, 6, and 7 in the order for Jared Dickey, or beginning with Jared Dickey, as he takes ball 1. Jared's 6-game on-base streak in jeopardy over his last 3, including a second-inning strikeout. 1-0. Wave and a miss. 1-1. Cooper McKeon able to get out of that top half of the 8th, but not before the Cubs got a run on a Rojas sac fly. The pitch. Fouled over the screen. It's 1-2. That means all 3 Bandits pitchers have given up at least 1 run tonight. Mazzucato gave up 7, but 3 earned at 4 2/3. The pitch. Check swing. Breaking ball in the dirt. He went around. A swinging strike 3. And the catcher, Hearn, throws down to first. No need because Dickey left the home plate circle. 5th strikeout for Sanders. 1 down here in the bottom of the 8th. After Mazzucato, it was A.J. Block. He threw 2 innings of 1-run ball, gave up the homer to Johnny Long. And then McKeon, an inning and a third. Here's Trevor Werner, first pitch. Swing and a miss, good slider, nothing in 1. Trevor trying to avoid wearing the golden sombrero tonight. Brett Squires had it yesterday. The pitch. Slider pulled foul in between Brooks Conrad and Ed Howard on the left side. Believe it or not, Howard, the third baseman, has not had to touch the baseball defensively today. Werner asks for time. Count 0-2. The classic dirt saliva bat ritual for Werner. This guy's process just like a robot. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Will Sanders now working like a robot. He's picked up 3 straight Ks. He's now got 6 in the game. And he looks like he has settled in nicely in the 8th. Watt City's down on strikes for the 11th time in the game. Here's Dusty, 2 outs, nobody on. Dickerson has reached twice, once via double, once via walk. First pitch swinging, he skies one to right field. Felix Stevens comes in, makes the catch, and ends a very quick 1-2-3 inning. Bandits go quietly in the 8th, top of 9 coming up next. South Bend trying to add to a 9-3 lead on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can band it together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Chaz Martinez will be the 4th River Bandits pitcher to toe the slab tonight. He takes over in the top of the 9th, trying to keep Quad City's deficit at 6. 9-3 Cubs, they are looking for their 3rd straight win against QC while the Bandits are trying to get back on track. Long, Morel, Calmer, 3 right-handed bats due up to face the lefty Martinez. Johnny Long with a 4 RBI showing tonight, including a homer in the 7th. First pitch. Called strike on the outer edge. It's 0-1. Long's average up to 255. The homer, his 4th of the season and his 3rd against Quad Cities. Here's the pitch. Ground ball over to 3rd. Gobbled up with the glove by Werner. Throw across to 1st a bit high, but Squires keeps the toe on the bag, and Long is retired for out number 1. Final line for Cooper McKeon, an inning in the 3rd, 1 run earned on a hit, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout. For Chaz Martinez, outing number 12 of the year and his 2nd of the week. We saw him pitch as recently as Wednesday. First pitch to Rafael Morel, a called strike. Martinez really struggled in game 2 of the set. Gave up 5 runs in just 1 inning of action. Trying to get back on track tonight. 0-1. Wave and a miss. Good slider. 0-2. Chaz, 24 years old from San Pedro, California. This year with Quad Cities. 0-2 with an even 12 ERA. His 0-2 pitch. Bit low and inside. Good toss. 1-2. Morel has had a couple of hits taken away from him thanks to some nice plays by the Bandits defense. First, Justin Johnson took one away in right center field in the 1st. Then Nice sliding stop from Werner for a 5-3 ground out in the third. And now he's down on strikes. Martinez gets him chasing high and away on the slider. Second time Morel has K'd tonight. And Martinez has a couple of really quick outs in the ninth. Sometimes it's just an outing like this that can help a guy mentally flip the switch and settle down. Low leverage spot, just go get me three outs. Here's Brian Kalmer, a one hopper over to second. JJ's got it, the throw to first in time, inning over. How about that for Chaz Martinez? That's an easy of a 1-2 threading as you'll ever see. To the bottom of the ninth we go at Modern Woodman Park. Quad Cities down 9-3 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
It's the ninth inning in the final game in May for the Quad Cities River Bandits. And unfortunately for them, they've been in this spot before quite often this month. Quad Cities, since April, has really struggled. They are just 6-20 in May, but looking for a little Modern Woodman Park magic tonight. Cubs up 9-3. Bottom of the ninth will commence with Spencer Nivens at the plate, facing the right-hander Will Sanders. First pitch, pulled foul down the first baseline into the Cubs' bullpen. Nivens, 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts, but he did walk his last time up to help spark that seventh inning rally, the last frame in which the Bandits scored. 0-1. Breaking ball outside, one ball, one strike. Game five of the set coming your way tomorrow night. A 6 o'clock first pitch. 1-1. Breaking ball, a called strike on the inner half. 1-2. Henry Williams gets the ball for Quad Cities. Right-hander will face fellow righty Aaron Perry, who gets the start for the Cubs. 1-2 to Nivens. Down and away with a changeup. 2-2. Sanders has been pretty solid in his piggyback start. He has given up a couple of runs in three innings, but he has struck out 6. The pitch. Low and inside with the slider. Full count. Johnson waits on deck. Then the top of the order, Carson Rockefort in the hole. Payoff pitch to Nivens. Fouled into the screen. Spencer stays alive. A really great crowd. Enjoying Mental Health Awareness Night here in downtown Davenport. The left field berm clearing off because a fireworks show will commence after the final pitch tonight. 3-2. Outside, ball 4. Third walk for Sanders. Second for Nivens. He's picked up 4 of those this week. Not getting the hits to fall, but finding a way on nonetheless. So one on, and nobody out for Justin Johnson. JJ with one of Quad City's 5 hits. And one of the team's three doubles. Right-handed batter checks his swing. Pitch was down and away for ball one. Two doubles for Quad Cities tonight. One for Dickerson, one for JJ. His in the third. He scored the Bandits' first run. 1-0. High fly right field, but higher than it is far. Coming in Stevens, battling the wind. He makes the catch. Back to first goes Nivens. Cubs have gotten a left-hander up in the bullpen should Sanders need some help closing out this ball game. Looks like it's Mitchell Tyransky. So back to the top of the order for Rockefeller. He does not have a hit tonight, but does have an RBI. First pitch. Rolled over towards second. Tough turn. Garcia's got it to second for one. No throw to first. Rocco's too quick. Nivens is retired 4-6 as the lead runner. And Rockefeller reaches on a fielder's choice. Bandits down to their final out tonight. Bandit first for Carter Jensen, who has been certainly a bright spot for the team today. 2-for-4 with a couple of singles, including an RBI in that two-run seventh inning. Multi-hit effort number 13 for him as he swings over top of a pitch in the dirt for strike one. Now a 308 average for Jensen, 21 ribbies. The pitch. Rocco takes off for second and will have to go back to first. Jensen fouls one over the screen and it's 0-2. Jensen has been in a couple of two-strike counts tonight, but even when he's not gotten a hit, he has battled ferociously, which is not atypical for him. Sanders trying to put a bow on a 9-3 Cubs win. The pitch. Runner goes. It's low and inside. Rockefeller up to second on defensive indifference. Might as well take the extra 90 feet while it's there. Gives Jensen another RBI opportunity. 1-2. Check swing. Pitch in the dirt. No appeal. Two balls and two strikes. Tyransky still warming up in that first base bullpen. I'm sure Nick Lavello would rather see Sanders close out this frame. 2-2. Fastball just off the plate inside. Count goes full. Pitch count for Sanders now at 74. Starter Drew Gray threw 77. A season high and a career high 4 1/3 innings. Payoff pitch to Genzo. Pulled foul off the first base dugout. You just knew when Jensen was going down, no balls, two strikes. Somehow, some way, he would see at least 6 or 7 pitches in the at-bat. Not making it easy for Sanders to close out this game. Payoff pitch. Wave and a miss. Got him with a fastball. That ends the game. Final score at Modern Woodman Park. South Bend 9, Quad Cities 3. The Bandits conclude the month of May just 6-21. They have lost 3 straight games. And for the Cubs, the victory gives them 3 straight and at least a split of this 6-game series. Your River Bandits post-game show coming up next. We'll give you one more look at tonight's affair, look around the Royals farm system, and also give you the finals from around the rest of the Midwest League. One more time, the final score in Davenport, South Bend 9, Quad Cities 3. This has been Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update,
fans can band it together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
With the Smart Toyota Fireworks Show heading up on the field, we welcome you back inside the press box here at Modern Woodman Park. Kyle Kirchville with you for the River Bandits postgame show as the South Bend Cubs beat Quad Cities for the third straight bowl game tonight by a final score of 9-3. Here is what the line score looked like for South Bend. 9 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They go 2-for-11. With runners in scoring position and strand 7 on the base paths. For the defeated River Bandits, final line, 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 error, 2-for-11 with men in scoring position. They strand 8. Still waiting on a decision from the OS in terms of the winning pitcher, but the losing pitcher tonight will be Frank Mazzucato, Quad City starter. Falls to 2-4 on the season, giving up 7 runs, 3 earned, on 6 hits, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts in 4 2/3 innings. The Cubs starting pitcher, Drew Gray, pitched a career-high 4 1/3. He gave up just 1 run on a hit with 3 walks and 5 strikeouts, but of course, he did not go 5 innings to get the win. Cohen Moreno completed the 5th inning. He pitched 2/3 perfectly before Will Sanders pitched a very solid piggyback start, giving up 2 runs in 4 innings on 4 hits, 3 walks, and a game-high 7 strikeouts. No time of the ball game or attendance, or I guess we do have the attendance to share with you. 4,143 through the gates here at Modern Woodman Park. All of those folks enjoying the Smart Toyota Fireworks Show. The win is going to go to Cohen Moreno, 2-3 for him. Will Sanders gets a save, his first of the year, the old four-out save, or four-inning save, I should say. Final time of the ball game officially, 2 hours and 43 minutes. Let's get you one more look at the Midwest League scoreboard. About half the league is wrapped up tonight, including us, of course, here in Davenport. In Lansing, the Peoria Chiefs with a 10-5 win over the Lansing Lugnuts on the road. Over in West Michigan, the Great Lakes Loons get a victory at LMCU Ballpark. Dodgers affiliate beats the Tigers affiliate 3-1. In Cedar Rapids, the Colonels beat Lake County 7-4. And then in Wisconsin, they are still playing. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps and Timber Rattlers in extras. Tin Caps scored 2 in the top of the ninth to tie it up. They scored 1 in the 10th and lead 4-3 as the Timber Rattlers are trying to tie it up or win the game in the bottom half. The Bloyd Skycarp have put together quite a late inning rally. They went into the 7th inning down 5-2. They have scored 4 unanswered and now lead 6-5. They're trying to close it out in the top of the ninth against the Dayton Dragons. In the Kansas City Royals farm system, there is still action happening. Game 2 of the doubleheader between Northwest Arkansas and Tulsa. A couple double-A squads still happening. NWA in front of the Drillers 4-0 in the top of the 6th. The Drillers took game 1 3-2. The AAA Omaha Storm Chasers are now 37-16. They beat Indianapolis 4-1 on the road in Indy. And as I mentioned earlier, the Kannapolis Cannonballers blanked Columbia 4-0 in Kannapolis. Bandits will be back for game 5 of their 6-game set against South Bend tomorrow night. A 6 o'clock first pitch, 5:50, the start of your River Bandits pregame show. Of course, you can find that on MILB TV, Bally Live, and at riverbandits.com. Henry Williams, the right-hander, gets the start for QC. He'll go up against the South Bend right-hander, Aaron Perry, who will make his first appearance against the Bandits this year. Perry 1-0 with a 1.10 earned run average. With the loss, Quad Cities falls to 22-27 on the season. They are a summer worst, 5 games under 500, and they finish off the month of May with their worst record in May since at least 2005. Prior to this year, Quad Cities had never won less than 10 games in the month, but in 2024, their month of May is 6-21. Quad Cities has now lost 3 in a row, while the South Bend Cubs have won 3 straight, guaranteeing themselves a split of this 6-game series. They are now 21-28 overall and 10-15 away from Four Winds Field. That'll do it for our broadcast tonight. On behalf of our entire production staff and our director of production, Justin Hodge, I'm Kyle Kercheval, thanking you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoy the rest of your Friday night, and we hope to see you tomorrow for Game 5 of this 6-game series. First pitch at 6 o'clock, your River Bandits pregame show at 6:50. Until then, so long and good night from the Quad Cities.